Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of walking in the realm of the Spirit, walking in the spiritual realm as we follow the ways of the Word of God. We've talked about the fact that when we get born again, we are a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. What got changed? You got a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. This is what happens when you are born again. Jesus said you must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Once we're born again with the Spirit of Christ, then we can receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is holy, and He's only going to dwell in a spirit that is right with God. So we get born again, we get the Spirit of Jesus Christ that comes from Jesus. Then we receive the Holy Spirit, which proceeds from the Father, as we ask our Father to give us the Holy Spirit, Luke 11, verse 13. And then the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in our spirit. Now that we are in the Spirit, Galatians 5:25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. God wants you to walk in the Spirit according to the ways of the Spirit, and God's Word reveals those ways. And we were talking about the fact that out of John 6:63, Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. God's Word is a revelation of the ways of the Spirit. The natural man understandeth not the things of God. They're foolishness unto him. Why? Because the things of the Word are spiritually discerned. Remember that the Holy Spirit is taking that Word and He's writing it into our heart and into our mind. He's opening the eyes of our spiritual understanding so that we can perceive things in the realm of the Spirit. Now remember, God's Word written in our heart produces faith, written in our mind it produces hope, and as we are getting ourselves transformed by the renewing of our mind, the Holy Spirit revealing the truth to us, then we're going to have the understanding in our mind of the spiritual ways of God. God will reveal these things to us. Now we're talking about in Romans chapter 8, verse 5, they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Whatever your mind is set on is what you're going to go after and follow. If your mind is set on what you want to do, the way you feel, the way things look, the way things seem in the natural realm, then that's exactly what you're going to follow after. And the flesh is a way of life that is independent of considering God's Word. But they that are after the Spirit, those that are walking after the ways of the Spirit, in the spiritual realm, according to God's Word, then they are going to function in that realm, and they're going to see God's blessings come to pass. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says about how blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. The blessings of God are spiritual blessings before they are natural realm blessings. You know, 1 Peter 2:5 says that we are being built up a spiritual house. We are a spiritual house for God. And God is at work to get the Word in us so that we can know the ways of the Spirit and walk according to them. Now we're going to be talking about how we can walk in the Spirit and the things that are important if we're going to walk in the spiritual realm. Of course, the Word is the ways of the Spirit. This is why you've got to get yourself in the Word of God. You need to be spending time in the Word. As you are hearing the Word, God has given you revelation of this. The Holy Spirit has come to reveal these things. It's given unto us to know all the revelation of the ways of God. He will bring forth the understanding to us. Now, once we get the Word of God in us, then we need to start doing what the Word says. If you are not a doer of the Word, you're just a hearer only, you'll deceive yourself. Because God's Word is spiritual law. You've got to walk in light of it. You've got to do what it says. We also need to learn to speak God's Word. You know, your mouth has that tongue, and it's a little member that boasts great things. It can set on fire the course of hell, but it also can put into operation the laws of God, the spiritual laws of God. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. In fact, your tongue is the pen of a ready writer. It's the marking stick of a skillful scribe. Psalms 45, verse 1. What you are speaking with your mouth is making effect in the Spirit. You're writing your ticket, so to speak, in the Spirit. If you'll pour grace, the Word of God, the gracious words of God, into your lips, then God will bless you forever. You know, the Bible says in Romans 10:8, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God's raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With your mouth you speak forth God's word that is going to produce the salvation, the healing, the deliverance, the peace, the prosperity, the preservation, the victory in your life. As you believe God's word in your heart, then you have to speak it forth, because as you speak it forth, you are releasing your faith. And if you are going to walk in the Spirit, you've got to learn to walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Or sight refers to that which is revealed by the senses. We are going to walk in a realm which is not revealed by the senses. In fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible says, "We look not at the things that are seen, but we look at the things that are not seen. Because the things seen are temporal or subject to change, while the things that are not seen are eternal." There are things that are not seen that are eternal that you can tap into that will control and change and shape the things that are seen. This is why we look not, or literally that means take aim. We take aim not at the things that are seen, but we are taking aim at the things that are not seen. These are the things in the realm of the Spirit, the spiritual laws of God, and you do this with your faith. Your faith contacts the realm that you do not see. In fact, 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "We having the same spirit of faith," your faith is a spiritual force. This spirit of faith that we all have, you got it when you got born again. Galatians 2:20 says, "I was crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God." You got his faith when you got born again. "And we having the same spirit of faith, according as written, I believe, therefore have I spoken." As we believe God's word, then we are going to speak it forth. See, it's very important that you learn that you are going to speak forth words with your faith, the word of God, that is going to release the spiritual laws, the spiritual blessings of God to come to pass, the law, the spirit of life, to bring forth that life in you. This is why it's so important what words you speak. You know, the Bible says that we're to say unto the mountain, "Be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea." If you won't doubt in your heart, but you believe those things you say will come to pass, you'll have what you say. We are going to speak to the mountains or the problems in our life, command them to be removed, and we are releasing spiritual law and power in the realm of the Spirit. The angels will hearken to the voice of the word, and the enemies will then be driven out as we learn to speak forth. It's important that you learn to apply your faith. You know, the Bible says we're going to call those things that are not happening as happening. We're going to speak forth His Word. His Word, when you start speaking forth His Word, the angels, the Bible says in Psalms 103, verse 20, that they hearken unto the voice of the Word. Otherwise, when you speak God's Word, the angels are listening. The angels are spirits. They are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for us, the heirs of salvation. And so when you speak forth God's word, you are speaking that which is registering in the spirit realm. The angels are hearkening to it, and they are going to move in the realm of the spirit against your enemies. You know, in 2 Corinthians 10:4, the Bible says, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." We don't have carnal weapons, we have spiritual weapons. And we are to war a good warfare in the realm of the Spirit against our spiritual enemy. And I'll tell you, God's spiritual weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. One of our weapons is the word that we speak. That's the sword of the Spirit, a spiritual sword which is going to smite the enemies. Another weapon is the name of Jesus. You speak in that name, and every knee will bow of things in heaven and the earth and things under the earth. God has given you authority in His name to cast out the demons, to heal the sick, to release the power of God, and to bring forth the manifestation of His promises. It's important that you learn to start speaking God's word and releasing spiritual law to bring forth His will in your life. If you do that, you'll walk in the spiritual realm and maintain spiritual reality. We're going to continue this on the next broadcast. As I close,